Mr. Faisal makes two broad points. He says that after you recounted your experience of the sexual assault, he felt very overwhelmed. He used that word many times in the course of his testimony. And he said that as a result of that, there were no further discussions relating to or queries on the admission that you made, that you told a lie in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your recollection?
No, that's not my recollection.
He also says that, in his words, there was zero discussion thereafter on the question of the lie and what to do thereafter. Is that your recollection?
No, that's not my recollection.
So, Mr. Faisal, in your views, on that basis, you would disagree with him?
I think he's downplaying what the discussion was.
All right. As far as you can recall, can you give us an account of what happened in relation to the admission that you made about the lie?
After I made the admission, there was, of course, discussion about my well-being, which I think rightly so, because I had just shared a very deeply personal experience that I've had. And the discussion that followed was that we would not pursue the matter further. And like in my message, Mr. Singh used the words, take it to the grave.
So the words, take it to the grave, came from Mr. Singh?
Yes.
Are you very clear about that? Is that your recollection?
Yes, I'm very clear.
All right. And that's the language that you use in the message that you sent to Mr. Nathan and Ms. Lowe at 12:41 p.m.?
Yes.
Right.
It is not a phrase that I would usually use, so it did not come from me.
All right. Did he say this in the presence of Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal?
Yes, he did.
He did. Understand. Thank you. Now, let me show you what Mr. Singh says. If you can please pick up the bundle dated 10th December. And turn, please, to page 175. If you can, please look at the bottom of the page. I had referred Mr. Singh to the same transcripts of your evidence that I had just showed you a moment ago. And if you can see, I made a reference to 2 December, page 87. Those are the same pages I showed you earlier. And if you can go over the page to 176, you will see around the first one-third of the page, I had read to Mr. Singh your evidence. Do you see that? And I ended by asking him, would you agree with that? Mr. Singh says, completely disagree. And I put to her your next few lines. I said, let me understand the last statement. You see that? Do you see that, Ms. Khan?
Yes.
Yes. Just read it to yourself. Until the portion where Mr. Singh says, I'm saying it's completely untrue and it's a lie.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Singh completely disagrees with your account of what happened at the meeting. Can you give us your response to that? Would you agree with Mr. Singh? He says
no.
You're lying.
I disagree completely. I've come here to tell the truth, and I've made an oath to do so as well, and I've never strayed from that.
So if Mr. Singh is saying that he completely disagrees with your account and that your account is a lie, then you would disagree with that. And as far as you're concerned, Mr. Singh would be lying when he says that he disagrees, that it never happened.
I'm saying that I'm telling the truth.
All right. Can you carry on reading over to page 177? You recall, Ms. Khan, that you also told us that Mr. Singh's initial reaction was that this would be something that would be taken to the Committee of Privileges. You remember that?
Yes.
And that you said subsequently the position changed. And you then said it was changed in favour of not raising it if you're not pressed and to leave it alone. Now, can you look at the next few lines of page 177? First half of the page, Mr. Singh says that That's not correct. There was no discussion that I recall on the Committee of Privileges at that point. So I didn't ask him. So you did not tell her, even initially, that she should go to the Committee of Privileges? Mr. Singh says, not at that point. And he goes on to say, certainly not. The Committee of Privileges, I don't know how she recollects this on 8th August, but that discussion did not take place because her condition was she was not in a condition. Now, did Mr. Singh raise the question of the Committee of Privileges on that occasion on the 8th of August?
Yes, his exact words that I can recollect were that my initial reaction or my initial instinct is to put you through the Committee of Privileges.
As far as you recollect, were those Mr. Singh's words?
Yes.
Yes, and you then told us when you were last here that subsequently that position changed. Can you recollect what words were used as far as you can remember?
Once the discussion developed, it would be best that it not be brought up forever. I cannot remember the exact words.
The exact words. Do you remember if either Ms. Lim or Mr. Faisal said anything in this context?
No, I cannot remember.
Okay. Mr. Singh goes on, if you keep to the same page. And I then asked him at the bottom, near the bottom of this page at 177, and I again read to him your testimony, beginning with the words, 8 August, thank you. So I said the upshot of the meeting. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. And I asked him if you would disagree with that, given his earlier statements. He says, absolutely. So on this account, you would also disagree with Mr. Singh.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Now, we were told by Mr. Singh and Mr. Faisal and Ms. Lim that you left the meeting first. Is that also your recollection?
Yes, that is my recollection.
Yes. As Mr. Singh was walking you out from his home, he mentioned that he had a conversation with you. Do you recollect that?
Very briefly.
Do you recall what was said?
No. Not at all.
He informed us that he told you as he was walking out that you should tell your father about this and that we will deal with this matter. I'm paraphrasing, but
okay.
To that effect. Do you recollect that?
No, not in the slightest.
No. Was there any discussion at that point about whether you should disclose this to your father, to your family?
No.
No?
There was no discussion. At the
8th of August meeting?
No, not
there was
at
no
all.
Such discussion?
Yeah.
Right. The impression that I got, at least, from the testimonies of both, in fact, all three, Mr. Faisal, Ms. Lim, and Mr. Singh, was that you were very emotionally affected and unable to have a conversation on this issue. Again, can you give us your account of that?
If I was not able to have a discussion on this issue, then why would I have been left on my own to make a decision as they have claimed, which is not what happened? Yes. And to use mental illness as a way to discredit someone, I think, is extremely out of line.
At the meeting, Mr. Faisal said that after you had calmed down or you had, again, I'm paraphrasing his words, he then proceeded to have a discussion with you on a statement that he had been discussing with you concerning clarification or additions to your speech that you had made just a few days prior to that. Do you remember that?
Yes, exactly. So yes. I was of enough sound mind to have a discussion about that.
Was there a long break between your admission and the discussion on the statement?
No, it was right after.
Was it at the same location?
Yes, same location, same time.
Right. Can you give us a brief account of what was discussed about your statement?
What were my views on what the statement should look like? How I felt as a Muslim woman in the community, and what the statement could look like, and that I would be drafting the statement with assistance from party leaders.
So some views were exchanged, and Mr. Faisal had told us that he had been communicating those views with you by messages prior to the 8th of August, And from what I heard from you, some views were exchanged at that meeting, and then you were to take it back and draft the statement. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you have occasion to clear the draft with any of the other party leaders who were present at the meeting?
I cleared the draft. Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Did you discuss the draft on the same day? I assume so because you posted it later that day.
Yes, we discussed what the content would be.
Did you share your draft with either Mr. Faisal, Ms. Lim or Mr. Singh after the meeting, at some point in time after the meeting and before you posted it?
Yes.
Did they give you comments to it?
Yes, they gave some edits here and there.
Okay.